to Russia now and a look at what some young graduates there think about their country and their futures. NPR's Martha Wetzler went to commencement ceremonies at a prestigious university in Moscow recently, and she sent this report.
The graduation at the Russian State University for the Humanities was much like an American commencement. Proud parents stood and watched with armfuls of flowers and misty eyes as the name of each of the 809 graduates was called.
Zarubina Elizaveta Alexandrovna.
One by one, they came up to accept the university's congratulations and diploma.
Isayenkova Елена Александровна.
They weren't wearing caps and gowns, but in other ways, this university is modeled on a Western liberal arts institution. A reformist historian founded it in 1991 as the Soviet Union was falling apart. His aim was to revive the spirit and culture of the liberal arts, which had been undermined by communist ideology. Senior Roman Arkhangelsky summed up this spirit as he read the graduates' pledge.
We have received a liberal arts education. We are called on to preserve and to build on the cultural achievements of mankind. In all our future professions, we are obliged to show humaneness and tolerance. We are duty-bound to respect the individual, ethical norms, and to defend human rights.
Idealistic words notwithstanding, the kids here are pragmatic. The dean of the political science and law department, Alexander Loganov, says the current crop of students is different from the university's first graduates.
These kids can solve practical problems, and they take responsibility for themselves. In the mid-90s, there was more romanticism. Everything had broken down in society, and they had these terribly romantic notions. That period has ended, but these kids still have a tremendous interest in everything that's happening around them.
With this savvy and the equivalent of an Ivy League degree, most of these graduates have already lined up jobs. Natalia Isayeva, an international economics major, has had 3 job offers in the Russian Foreign Ministry, Duma, and in a private firm.
I don't know exactly what I want in my life, and now I should try in some different organizations, because now I don't understand at all what I want. I think that now I would try in private company, because it is more pay.
Her father, Viktor Isayev, should be happy about that. He says he's really glad because now he's got both daughters through college, and he fears that soon all students will have to pay full tuition. The government paid Natalia's, but her father hints that he did make the obligatory payments to the right tutors to make sure she got into the school. Natalia's focus on the bottom line is typical here. Alexander Loganov, the poli-sci dean, estimates that 80% of the student body is apolitical. Of the rest, about half are liberal and democratic, as he puts it. The other half favor a strong role for the state. A history major named Stas falls into the latter camp. He describes himself as a centrist and says there's been too much liberalization. Stas thinks Russians need a firm hand because, he says, the country doesn't have a long democratic tradition. These views aren't shared by a political science major named Konstantin Kolmukov, who had an internship with a small liberal political party.
So I think that Russian people in our country, are very democratic. They solve. I think that we have such stereotype as Russian people are not democratic. But it's not right.
Konstantin believes that it will be possible to build democracy in Russia. The Russian State University for the Humanities seemed to encourage that spirit at the commencement. As the ceremony drew to a close, about 40 students, for some reason all girls, lined up, each holding a white dove in her hands. On a signal, the girls released the birds into the air. And the event's MC wished them all a happy, independent flight. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.